14-year-old girl found 18 days later after missing at a marine barrack. Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. Rayshon Blyden here. Please go to politicalbombshow.com and go to my Political Bombshell store and pick out one of our lovely t-shirts and more, or simply support us by clicking on support us. A 14-year-old girl was found 18 days later, of all places, at a marine barrack. So let's dive into this and see exactly what is going on here. Unreal. Let's see. Okay, this is not the right story. Come on, Mr. Producer. This is not the right story. This is not the right story here. Bear with me. Here we go. Now it's queued up. Okay, let's do that again. Missing 14-year-old girl found at Marine Barracks 18 days after she disappeared. A 14-year-old girl reported missing last month was found in barracks at Marine Corps Base Pendleton outside San Diego. How did she get there? Let's read. The San Diego County Sheriff's Department said the girl was reported missing on June 13 by her grandmother, who said she disappeared on June 9th, KNSD reported. The grandmother said the girl had run away from home before, but she had always returned home quickly. Sheriff Department Media Relations Office Melissa Aquino said. Military police at Camp Pendleton, about 40 miles north of San Diego, found the girl, who reportedly has learning disabilities, on June 28th and contacted the Sheriff's Department. Aquino said that the Sheriff's Department and the San Diego Human Trafficking Task Force are assisting the Naval Criminal Investigative Service in its probe of the incident. Captain Chuck Palmer of the 1st Marine Logistic Group said that a Marine was taken into custody and questioned about his involvement with the girl on June 28th, but he provided no further information. We can confirm that a Marine with combat logistic battalion 5, 1st Marine Logistics Group, was taken into custody for questioning by Naval Criminal Investigative Services on June 28, 2023, as seen on social media July 2nd, 2023, Palmer said. The incident is under investigation and we will continue to cooperate with NCIS and appropriate authorities. The Marine has not been identified or charged, Palmer said, but is still in custody. NCIS declined to comment, saying it does not comment on confirm the details relating to or confirm the existence of ongoing investigations. The girl's family is demanding the release of information and a transparent investigation. I hope that this isn't a case where they are shielding a SOBI predator. I hope not, but I'm not going to jump the gun. I'm not going to be liberal and jump the gun and decide that this guy is guilty before innocent until proven guilty. So I don't know any more details, and I'm not going to comment any further on it. So we will see. I will keep an eye out on this story, and hopefully things can be cleared up quickly. Leave a like, share, and subscribe. It can help us grow. Go to politicalbombshow.com, click on Political Bomb Show Store to get our merch, or just simply click on Support Us and help us grow, because that is the only way we will grow. The algorithm does not like channels or content creators such as myself, so they will bury us. So help us grow, and I will see you in the next one.